Today we celebrate one of two doctrinal feasts in the church, of course, the Most Holy Trinity, and next weekend we celebrate the doctrine of the body and blood of Christ, also known by its Latin name, Corpus Christi. As we say in our creed that we recite at every Sunday Mass, I believe in one God. So we are monotheists. So the question is, how could there be three persons in one God? Many of the saints tried to explain it using metaphors because symbolic language is really the only way to speak about mystery. St. Patrick of Ireland has given us the best known example. He used the shamrock to explain the Holy Trinity. A shamrock is a kind of clover. And the story goes that one day his friends asked Patrick to explain the mystery of the Trinity. He looked at the ground and saw shamrocks growing amid the grass at his feet. He picked one up out trifoliate leaves and asked his friends, is it one leaf or three? Patrick's friends could not answer. And the shamrock leaf looked like one, but it clearly had three parts. So Patrick explained to them, the mystery of the Holy Trinity, one God and three persons, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is like this, but more complex and unintelligible. Saint Cyril, the teacher of the Slavic peoples, tried to explain the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity using the sun as an example. He said, God the Father is that blazing sun. God the Son is its light, and God the Holy Spirit is its heat. But there is only one sun, so there are three persons in the Holy Trinity, but God is one and indivisible. More perhaps to, or something we can relate to humanly, well, not all of us, but I heard that a mom pregnant with twins felt like she understood the mystery of the Holy Trinity because there were three separate persons living in loving relationships in one body. So the explanations go, yet always fall short. A few years ago, the Holy Trinity kind of came back into popular imagination. You may have read or seen the movie The Shack, and it challenged Christians to rethink the Trinity. The story deals with a mystery of suffering and God's part in tragic situations. In the novel, a trio of strangers visits the main character to help him deal with his anger and grief over his murdered daughter. They reveal their identities. An African-American woman is God the Father, a Middle Eastern man is Jesus the Son, and an Asian woman is the Holy Spirit. That really is creative thinking outside the box. And in reality, it is again a metaphor that expresses the mystery of the Holy Trinity, three separate different persons in loving relationship. However, every metaphor falls short of expressing divine mystery. Who is God? What is God? Simply stated, God is love. And Bishop Robert Barron gives us another way of thinking of the Trinity in context of love. He says that we can say that the lover is the Father. The beloved, the object of the lover, is the Son. And the intimate love that they share is the Holy Spirit. Three is the number of love, he says, and the three must be maintained as three and understood as different from one another. Yet the infinite trust and flow between them is so constant, so reliable, so true, and so faithful that they are also completely one. And they must be diverse, and they must be one at the same time. And the glue that preserves both truths at the same time is infinite love. So at the heart of today's feast is not a solution to a mathematical puzzle of how God could be three in one. The readings that the church chose for today's Mass do not explain the mystery at all. Rather, they reveal that our God, who is a trinity of divine persons, loves us and longs to reveal himself to us. The gospel says that the risen Jesus sent the disciples on a mission to continue what he did while he was living on earth. The disciples were commissioned to teach and to baptize in the name of the Trinitarian God. By virtue of this sacrament, baptism, we are mysteriously united to God's family of love. And that great gift carries us through eternity. So, the next part of our Mass is when we pray the Creed. And I invite you not to just rattle it off from memory, but to pay attention to what we are saying we believe. Notice the statements related to God and the three persons of the Holy Trinity. Let it engage your mind as well as your heart and soul to draw you into the mystery of God's divine love.